Well, I love being in the stadium, even though I'm visually impaired and I can't really take it in the way that most people do. I sit and I wonder sometimes if I'm the only blind guy in that sea of 70,000.
Faith. By definition, it's something that is felt with strong conviction without tangible evidence of its existence. Many claim to have it, but how do we attain it? It can't be held. It can't be sold. But it can be passed down. Faith is invaluable to those who feel it. How is it that this belief can unite us regardless of our differences? It's because of conviction, that feeling inside that links so many, from the far corners of the earth to the closest reaches of our neighborhoods. Faith is all around us. Faith springs from a glorious past forward to a promising future. The faith that those who not so quietly defeated rivals and redefined record books would inspire their brethren of today to reach such epic accomplishments. And all along, there are those who cheer. In their minds, they envision. In their hearts, they believe. And because of that, they are simply known as the faithful.
I was born and raised in Santa Cruz, California. It's approximately 38 miles from Levi's Stadium. I've spent my whole life in a radius of about 6 or 7 miles. Went to school here, went to college here, worked here my whole life, loved living here. It's a great place to live, great place to grow up. I was diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa, which is a degenerative eye condition, when I was 3 years old. And I remember, like at 6 years old, about first grade, where I became aware of the fact that if I lived long enough, the likelihood of me eventually being totally blind was, you know, probably about 90%.
He's coped through life in a positive mood. I mean, there wasn't nothing he couldn't do, ride a bike, ride a moped. He, of course, was in Pop Warner football, and he loved being in it, being a part of it.
I still had usable vision at that time. They always put me in the center of the field, you know, so I could track the ball better. I played center, nose guard, middle linebacker. Wasn't very good at any of them, but I still got the, you know, life experience of playing the game. My dad took my family to our first 49er game on December 21st of 1975. My mom, my sister, my dad, and I went to Candlestick. Pouring rain, and we played the New York Giants. The game went the way that a lot of them went in the mid-70s. Niners played well enough to keep it close, took the lead in the fourth quarter, only to lose it 26-23 at the end. I've really been a faithful fan ever since then.
A faithful fan. To know 49er fan David Tirani is to know that this is a gross understatement. There are millions of fans of the 49ers, ones that roll with the team in good times and bad, but David is different from so many. What he lacks in vision, he makes up in insight.
I was legally blind by the age of 15. About 2 or 3 years ago, I started to suffer some real severe vision loss, to the point where I had to retire from my teaching career.
I'm very proud of his teaching career. It's a shame that it had to end so early in his life.
David was everybody's favorite. He treated everybody with respect, and everybody treated David with respect. He had a great relationship with all the kids.
I really noticed a big loss in my mobility and ability to get around independently. And not coincidentally, that's about the same time that, you know, my real serious fandom with the 49ers took another leap as I became a season ticket holder and started going to every single game and every event. And it was in some ways a replacement for my career, which once took up 10 hours of my day.
Fortunately, 49er football became a part of my life with my son David, I started going faithfully when he bought his first season tickets. These last few couple of years that I've spent with him have been most enjoyable for me as well as him.
I have been a season ticket holder just since Levi's opened, but I have gone to individual single games for the majority of the time, just one game every year, just for the experience. You know, there's a myth that when you go blind or you go deaf or you have some kind of a lack in senses like that, that somehow your other senses are innately improved. I can very definitely say that my senses didn't like automatically get better. But what happens is, as time goes on, you have to depend on them more often. I absorb an awful lot of information that most people just are not aware of because they rely on their vision all the time. And if you had to wear a blindfold, even to do simple daily tasks or try to absorb what's going on in a game, you know, your experience would be completely different.
Although he experiences the game differently than you and I, David Tirani and his mom don't vary the way they approach game day. Their regimen is steady and time-tested, from parking until they find their seats. The Tiranis are creatures of habit and have their game day system down to a T.
The only way that I can really take in what's going on during the football games when I'm at the stadium is I have an iPod, and this year, tuned to the 49er broadcast, and I listen to Tim and Ted every second from when the pregame starts until, you know, the wrap-up show. And then in this year, I'm listening to the sights and the sounds and the activity inside the stadium and answering questions that my mom might have, which is sometimes annoying, and I'm not as patient as I should be, but I'm there to support my team. I know when to stand up. I cheer like a maniac on third down, fourth down, when the Niners on defense, and try to keep people quiet when they're moving the ball. And then, you know, we leave and we stop and we have dinner someplace on the way home. So the whole game day experience for my mom and I, it's like, you know, from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. It's like a 12-hour experience, and it's really the highlight of my, well, the highlight of my life, really, from like August until January. If it's not a game at Levi's, now I sit at home and I listen to the radio and I just imagine it in my mind.
Pop McDonald running far side 50, still running 40. They may not get him 30.
Run the ball to Hyde up the middle and in for the 49er touchdown.
Kaepernick's going to boot to his left, being chased by Buchanan, trying to run for the corner. He's got it. Touchdown, 49ers.
And I've never seen those plays happen visually, but I've seen them through Ted Robinson, his words in my mind, kind of operating like that optic nerve that doesn't really do what it's supposed to do anymore. And I think that Ted and Tim are a fantastic duo, and they complement each other really, really well. I, for one, could not get through my Sunday without them.
David was my kid's first tech teacher. Nowadays, when I go on Twitter, those kind of things, that's all I see is David's tweets to Matt Maiocco and some of the other guys in the 49ers. And I just kind of laugh because they're tweeting him back and he's getting into conversations. And I still, to this day, I don't know how he does it. It's just amazing.
The secret to David's remaining connected lies in technology. The ability to use phones and computers that deliver text to speech helps David go from fan to super fan and from old school to new school at the push of a button.
You know how most people in the old days, they would get a physical newspaper and read it with the coffee or whatever. I sit in my chair. Sometimes it takes 2 hours, but it's okay. I'm retired. I got nowhere else to go. You know? And I scroll through my phone on the Twitter feed. Between all of those sources, that's where I get all of my information.
He has so many friends that he's constantly twittering with. I don't even know how to Twitter.
I use my hearing and my ability to communicate with others a lot to compensate for my vision loss. In my day-to-day functions, I'm pretty independent. I mean, I live alone, I take care of a parrot and a cat, but my mom does help me a great deal with transportation and with things that I just need a pair of eyes for. She's my driver to the games. She's my companion. She's one of my best friends.
In 2013, immediately after securing his place as a season ticket member with the 49ers, David Tirani's joy of being part of the Niner family was quickly halted. A member of his own family, his mom Pat, broke the news to her son that evening that she was to begin a difficult battle against breast cancer. But like the inseparable team that they are, her faithful son was by her side every step of the way.
I went to every doctor's appointment, two surgeries, chemotherapy and radiation treatment. And because I was recently unemployed, I had the time and the ability to go and help my mother and be an advocate for her and support for her. And it was kind of my way of paying her back for all that she does for me.
He's helped me a lot get through some of my heartaches. He's my best friend, and he's always, always there for me.
So you see, Pat and her son David go together like red and gold, like Montana and Rice. And they go together to every game, win or lose, to the very end. They like their game day to run smoothly, and they have their drill perfectly rehearsed.
If the game starts at 1:25, my mom picks me up at 10 o'clock.
I drive up, and he comes running out, and he's got this humongous smile on his face and ready to go, and he helps me put the flags. We have flags on the windows. We put the flags on the car.
So we leave at 10 o'clock, 3 hours and 25 minutes. It takes just under an hour, even on game day, to get to our parking space.
It's like, whew, we made it.
And then we're ready to enter the stadium as soon as they open the gates. So we go in when the game starts. We walk around there through the faithful mile. Say hello to the Gold Rush on a good day. Walk through Niner Noise as they're pounding on the drums. That's one of my favorite parts. I haven't taken a picture with them yet, but the day's coming. Now I have the shirt to match, you know. So we go in 2 hours early. We get something to eat after we walk around a little bit. I sit down in my seat, put the iPod in, start listening to the pregame show. My mom will go to the 49er flagship store, see if there's anything we don't have, which is, you know, unlikely unless there's new stuff. And I'll sit there and just listen and absorb the atmosphere and listen to the music. I love the foghorn, too, you know, the foghorn that sounds at 90 minutes to go. 60 minutes to go. By the one that blows at 30 minutes to go, she's back in her seat.
On this day, though, before the foghorn could strike three at Levi's Stadium, David and Pat would have their routine interrupted.
Hi, David.
Hi, how are you?
I'm Tori with the San Francisco 49ers.
I know you.
Yeah, I think we met a
You gave us a tour of our own Arthur.
I did. You remember that. Hi, Pat. I'm Tori.
You're
nice
an Arizona
to meet you.
Wildcat.
I am. If you guys have a couple minutes, I'd like to take you, David. We have something special lined up for you guys, if you'd follow me. And I promise you'll be back in your seat by kickoff, well before kickoff. It's a really quick visit.
Okay.
Would you like to come with me real quick?
Sure. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, now it's quiet.
Right this way, David?
Coming this way.
All right.
David, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Bob Sargent.
Oh, hey, Bob.
You. Well, listen, I saw some of the clips of some of the things that you were talking about what the radio guys mean to you, and I grew up listening to Lon Simmons and all that.
I got it right here, actually.
So some of what you talked about really resonated with me in a big, big way.
And uh-huh.
I want to thank you for coming. I want to thank you for your faithfulness, and I wanted to introduce you to Ted and have you get a chance to meet him.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And get
okay.
a chance to say hello, okay?
Yeah.
So thank you for being here.
No, absolutely. Thank you.
David.
David.
Yes.
I can't tell you.
Hey, Ted.
Your reputation precedes you.
Oh, please.
Dramatically. I have heard so much about you.
You know, I've been listening to you for years.
I'm sorry.
The Olympics.
Thank you.
Tennis.
Thank you.
Most of all here.
Well, thank you for being a great 49er fan.
I was thrilled when you came aboard.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest with you. It's been a ton of fun. And even now when it's tough.
Right now it's tough.
You're a fan. You live it. You're a season ticket holder.
Been through 2-14 a couple times. You know.
Exactly. So it's tough.
It is.
And that's what keeps you going. What keeps me doing in my job, seriously, is when I look here and I look at the upper deck and I look in the end zone and I see all of the season ticket holders that have been with the team for a long time, people like yourself. Mm-hmm. And they go back to Kezar and they've lived through, you said, lived through
I'm not
Joe
that
Thomas.
Old. I'm not that old.
Well, good for you. Good for you. But to be a fan, to be, I mean, it's the definition of faithful. And that's what a fan is. So,
yeah.
Good for you.
Well, I appreciate your work and, I only see what you say. Hey,
hey
Jim.
David, how you doing, man?
Good, how are you doing,
buddy? Good to meet you. I'm doing all right.
How about yourself? Big fan of yours, pal.
Oh, thank you.
USC single season sack record still.
That's right. Back in the day.
Yeah.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm doing really well.
Doing all right?
Yeah.
Good. I like your jersey.
I enjoy your call.
Thank you.
Of the game.
Thank you.
Like I was just telling Jed, I only see what you guys say, so.
Are we painting the picture for you?
You're doing a good job. I've been a big radio guy, even when I could still see a little bit. On television, they assume that the audience is watching the television. And they no longer call the game the way that, say, Ted Robinson does. You know, they don't provide the detail. Ted Robinson, to me, he calls the game the way that it's supposed to be done. Ted's my guy. There's three things in my life that are really, really important. My family, my faith, and the 49ers.
David Tirani began to go blind at age 3 due to a condition known as retinitis pigmentosa. Although his vision continues to deteriorate, David has never lost sight of what is important. Besides being a dedicated son, a diehard faithful, and a devoted friend, he is also a positive force. A proud season ticket member, David makes no excuses when times are tough, neither for his team nor himself.
You know, I've never seen David complain about his disability. I've never seen him get down about it or use it as an excuse.
You know, I've had a lot of time to prepare for the inevitable slow transition into darkness. And I always try to keep a positive attitude, you know, and an optimistic outlook on life, and that helps a lot.
I enjoy seeing David have a great time. Sometimes I wish that I'd have done this or we could have done this sooner, but being together with him now is more important to me than ever. His enthusiasm for the game and for life in general is just fantastic. And anytime I get negative, he brings me right back up to late life and reality, and I take a look at him and see how positive he is about everything. I don't know what's the proudest you can get, but I'm very extremely proud of him. He's the best. He's been wonderful.
David is just so passionate, so knowledgeable. He's the most positive fan I've ever met in my life.
I feel when I'm at the game like I'm a very, very small part of the team and the organization. And I love the people that are involved, whether it's the people on the website, the coaches, the players. In fact, a day doesn't go by, literally one day, where I'm not absorbing some type of 49er information. To me, they're part of my family. And I feel that way when I'm in the stands with the other fans, too. I just really love being part of the action and supporting my team, and again, cheering when you're supposed to cheer, you know, and doing what I can as a little guy up in the third deck trying to help my guys, you know. It's being there for history when it happens.
Well, I think David exemplifies the term of faithful. He's always passionate, always positive. You will never say about David, he's just jumping on the bandwagon. David's fired up, always true blue 49er fan.
Being faithful to me means till death do us part, for better or worse, richer or poorer, and literally meaning that stuff. So being with your team, rooting for your guys, regardless of schedule, regardless of the score, regardless of the circumstances, regardless of the record, in the stadium itself, giving them everything you have to try and bring that home field advantage and help them. we stay till the very, very end, and then some. We've never left early, never will.
In 2013, Pat Tarani was diagnosed with breast cancer. This diehard faithful and her son David stood side by side as she defeated the disease. During Breast Cancer Awareness Month this year, they stood side by side again, this time as Pat graced the Levi Stadium crowd for a game day tradition.
Energizing our foghorn today are season ticket members David and Pat Tarani. David, who is legally blind, has been to every game and event here at Levi's Stadium and is accompanied by his mother, Pat, who is beside him every step of the way. Pat is a breast cancer survivor and will be featured in an upcoming episode of The Faithful. Let's hear it for the Taranis.
Ooh.